The city of Detroit is a world capital of rhythm and blues and soul music. In the 1960s, Motown Records founder and producer Berry Gordy dubbed his Detroit studios Hitsville, USA. Today, Detroit continues to foster artists schooled in that city's blues and soul traditions, artists like Amp Fiddler. That's music from Amp Fiddler's new CD, Waltz of a Ghetto Fly. When Amp was in Los Angeles recently for a concert, he and a few band members sat down with day-to-day producer Christopher Johnson in our studios.
When Amp Fiddler sits in front of his electric piano, he will not stay still. At 6 foot something, Amp's slim frame matches his long, dexterous fingers, and those fingers move across the keyboard constantly, slowly, like sleepy spider legs. Amp and three other band members are tuning up in Studio B at NPR West. He introduces his drummer and two backup singers in turn.
It's Mr. Ron Wright to my left, Stephanie McKay, and Patrice Petway.
Hey.
This isn't Amp's regular group, but a smaller version of the outfit he usually plays with on tour. Amp hasn't always had his own band. He's traveled all over the world making music for other acts, big-name artists like George Clinton and Prince. On his new CD, Waltz of a Ghetto Fly, Amp is finally a band leader, a role he cherishes.
It's a beautiful thing when you can finally create an album and then tour and sing around your own music, as opposed to for years supporting other artists. Now I can do it and help other artists at the same time. But you just wouldn't listen.
I believe in you.
Sweet.
Amp especially enjoys being with his band when they're on stage.
When you're enjoying yourself, then you don't even think about time. And there's so much love between us and what we do that we forget about what time it is. And many times it turns into 2 hours and we don't even know it.
One of the biggest influences on Amp's musical career was his experience as a child living in Detroit. That city has for a long time been a hub where music styles from across the country have migrated and thrived. And lots of those styles converged right in Amp's boyhood home.
Of course, growing up in Motown, you're hearing all the music of the artists that were on the radio. And I was also hearing all the music my brothers and sisters were playing. Psychedelic music and a lot of bebop and John Coltrane, Miles Davis. My dad was from the islands, so I heard a lot of tropical music. And my mom is from Virginia, but she loved classical music.
And on Waltz of a Ghetto Fly, Amp experiments freely with lots of those influences. The CD has everything from dense, bass-heavy funk to easy rhythm and blues-inspired ballads. There's also the song Superficial, an infectious, up-tempo dance track. When Amp played that same song here, it was his deep soul roots that came across strongest.
Standing on the corner, yeah, don't forget who loves you. Let me ease your pain.
Amp sings about everything from the war in Iraq to music history to the virtues of fidelity. He believes music should be used not just to entertain, but also to talk about serious issues in the world.
I think it's a good thing to be able to write the kind of lyrics that will have an influence and an impact on people. And I think it's basically an album about love, but I think that most of the Motown records that I loved, there was always issues that whatever the turmoil was always sung about in some song.
You're so superficial, baby.
Put a dollar in your picture.
Amp has a sense of social responsibility that reaches beyond his records. For several years, he's opened his home and studio in East Detroit's Conant Gardens to neighborhood teens interested in making music. He calls his place Camp Amp.
I always like to think of it as a workshop where we can work and possibly turn this, whatever it is we do, into business. I try to do that with everybody who comes through, you know.
Some of those kids have become professional artists. Some of them play on Amp's new disc. But for all the outside contributions, Amp says Waltz of a Ghetto Fly is a very personal album with 13 songs about love. Like this one of Amp's favorites.
This is I Believe in You.
I believe in you, but if you don't leave me, I believe in you. You better take. If you call, I'll come running. Bet it didn't matter for you, I would ride, babe. That's my style.
A lot of Amp's music is about what's difficult and what's exciting, about relationships between people. No matter what he's singing about, though, Amp finds nothing but joy in his work.
Music is my sanctuary, so I don't see myself doing anything else. And I'm able to give something back to people by hearing them sing, deep in my mind, I believe everything is possible at the end of the show.
I believe everything is possible. Y'all know I'm ad-libbing while I'm singing this song, yeah.
Amp Fiddler returns to the stage in early August, when he starts another national tour for Waltz of a Ghetto Fly. For Day to Day, I'm Christopher Johnson.
Check this out, y'all.
In my mind, I believe everything is possible.
For more of Amp's live performance in our NPR Los Angeles studios, go to our website, npr.org.
Yeah.
This is Day to Day from NPR News.